You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is one of those situations where you have to appreciate the fact how technology has allowed us to be forewarned about things. Like, for instance, go back, God, what would it be? At most 100 years, maybe less than that. When storms would roll in, cold storms or summer storms, tornadoes, whatever, it just happened. You're walking along and all of a sudden you're like, holy crap, what just happened? We had no warning whatsoever, you know, that something was coming around the bend.
Do you ever place yourself in those scenarios when it is like super cold out and you're trying to transport yourself back in time to like maybe crossing the plains in a covered wagon and all of a sudden you're like, holy crap, it got cold.
Yeah.
I didn't pack enough buffalo hides, you know?
Yeah, and to me, it's another one of those signs that we are so spoiled.
Yeah.
You know, people bitch about weather forecasts, right? And it's funny to me that, you know, it's such an inexact science. I mean, they do the best they can. And people are like, oh, how come you missed that temperature by like 8 degrees? Oh, you didn't say it was going to rain and it rained. Oh, do you have any idea how far we have come with the ability to predict that this latest winter storm is barreling down upon us?
I mean, you get look at the radar images. I mean, you see it coming down, and it's like it's going to be here. There's one evening newscast that I watch where they, you know, I'm a weather nerd, so I'm watching the weather, and they always tout, like, our high today was 32, right where we predicted it was going to be. Or they'll be like, it was 32, but we said it was going to be 31, so we were really close. Like, they point out, like, how close they were.
Yeah, or if and they have to do that to try to get ahead of the ding-dongs out there who just live to eviscerate weather forecasters because they missed a forecast. You have no idea how far we have come. And just the beauty of knowing, and the reason I bring this up, the beauty of knowing what's coming this weekend for the Mile High City.
Cold,
here it is.
Cool, cool.
You know, we knew, what, a couple of days ago, at least, that this was coming, maybe before then.
Mm-hmm.
And now we know that it's going to be single digits for the highs this weekend and overnights well below zero.
Well below. I'm seeing some negative tens popping. So, you know, I know my early drive in on Monday is going to be freaking cold. And to top it all off, the wind that's coming through as well. Like today, driving in on 470, my God, I about got blown off the highway. It was so windy this morning. So you add that to the cold temps. And, you know, bring in your pets and the elderly, as they say, because it's going to be freaking cold. Really, really
cold.
Does
America's pickup stay in the garage, or do you park that outside?
Yeah, no, it's in the garage. So that's very fortunate. I don't have to scrape. But, yeah, it's going to be nippy, man. Really nippy. So check your pipes outside. Check your furnaces, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know the drill. This is nothing new. Anyway, a couple feet of snow in the mountains is what I'm reading as well. So if you're heading to the high country to do some skiing or something, you're going to have some fresh snow, but it's going to be cold. And then 4 to 5 inches in Denver was the last estimate I saw over the weekend of snow. So there you
snow
have
and cold.
It. Snow and cold, man.
And January is, to me, I don't know what the statistics show as far as coldest month, but I always feel like January is when we get the super below zero stuff.
January, so. February.
I know February a lot, too. It just, whatever reason, it just anecdotally in my brain, I feel like January is the coldest. Anyway, with all of that in mind, Jeremy's right. You know, protect your pipes, be thinking about all of that and any steps that you can take because you don't want plumbing issues. I had another plumber out to my house yesterday. My final estimate for repiping my entire house. And you can't even wrap your brain around what a pain in the arse that is, how expensive it is to begin with, and the fact that you basically have to move out of here. We're going to have to move out of the house, and they're going to be kind of dismantling it to put in.
It's quite a job.
To replace all the pipes in the house.
Think about that. All the little holes in your walls and fishing new piping and up and through. And are they leaving the old stuff and they're just running new stuff? Or are they removing
mostly
the old pipes?
And what I made the decision because I'm replacing all the copper pipe. Copper pipe these days is interesting because it is not the best quality always. And then you have various issues that cause your copper pipes to degrade. And, you know, it's happening behind the walls of your house. So you don't see it until, you know, your drywall is sagging and stuff like that. But around some of the shower stuff and everything, they would have to knock out all the tile and everything too. Mm-hmm. And we're like, you know what? I'm going to roll the dice and take a chance and leave a couple of feet of copper piping there.
There you go. That's smart. Yeah.
Just, well, is it? Because way the copper piping is degrading, you know, that could end up just springing a leak itself.
It could, but man, that's another huge endeavor to be ripping tile out.
The plumber who was out yesterday was telling me that all this stuff that I've heard about electrolysis causing the problem and these little pinholes in the copper piping, he says, no, he's blaming it all on water systems that have too much chlorine in them.
Huh.
He says there are a lot of water systems around the country where they have upped the chlorine levels because of population increase.
Okay.
And he says that is degrading copper pipes too. Each plumber, it's funny, each plumber seems to have a different story, and they also seem to really bash other plumbers.
Oh.
You know, it's really funny.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I'm just really, really sad that I don't live near Plumline.
Ayo.
Because they would take really good care of me. They would be the best.
Like, what is this going to cost you? Come on.
So this latest estimate is probably the one I'm going to go with because it's not overall the cheapest, but it's close. But I just got a better feel for this plumber. Does that make sense?
Sure.
You know, when better you talk vibes. To them, they don't seem...
Better looking crack when he bends over.
Yeah. So yeah. If you want to know what it's going to cost, I guess I might as well tell
car?
You. What do I... I could buy a car with it.
Yeah.
Not a brand new, you know, Lexus or anything, but I could buy a vehicle for what it's going to cost. And this is not something that you can, you know, turn into insurance because it's just considered wear and tear on your house. So. It's out of pocket, and it is in the five figures by far.
Damn. Did you want to mention Plumline a few more times so you can get paid?
Plumline.
Plumline.
And Plumline.
Yeah. So. Well, that's
yeah,
a
you know,
bummer.
And here's hoping that nobody else ever has to go through this because
yeah,
what a pain it is.
Sounds horrible, man.